وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أخانا رضا، بارك الله فيك. My dear brother, how you deal with a relative that he's أمون معصية؟ You understand? It's a general مسألة. How you deal with a relative that he's أمون general معصية؟ This general معصية could be light معصية or could be heavy معصية. أمون the heavy معصية when he disagree with the principles of أهل السنة والجماعة. You understand? Which means he became a mubtadi' or he support the bid'ah or he is against the sunnah or the haq. You understand? طيب يا أخي بارك الله فيك. And this situation applied if you are in the matter, if you are not in the matter of jihad and battles. You understand? The normal situation is a person who have a relative and he have a rahim. But this Rahim is, they live together and he knows that he's among batil. Maybe he's against his sunnah or he's practicing bid'ah or whatever. What you should do, he give the advice of Ibn al-Amir al-San'ani rahmallahu ta'ala. He mentioned the ijma' rahmallahu ta'ala that the person allowed to love his relative because of the blood between them. But at the same time, if he is among batil, he hates him for the batil that he have. Means, in terms of blood relationship, we are relatives. But in terms of deen, I'm not gonna what? I'm not going to agree with you, and for sure I will do my best to correct you. So you must understand, correcting your Rahim regarding his mistake in his deen or in his ma'asiyah in general, it's part of Sirat al-Rahim, part of connecting your ties with him, because he's the most person deserve your advice, but with the best way according to your Rahim. Don't cut it. You understand? Unless himself he run away from you, that is something else. But keep the Rahim between you and him. For example, when you meet your cousin who is Amon Sophia, he ask him about his mother, you ask him about his son, he ask you, you support him, you support him regarding this kind of issue. But in terms of deen, when you see something, you try to be best to advise. You advise by your tongue, you advise by your action, you advise by teaching someone else, you advise by your reputation, by all kind of ways. You understand? Because you don't agree and you don't like him in this bid'ah. But because your relative and your rahim, your brother, your father, your son, till the end, he have haq on you, ya akhi. You understand? So try your best always to differentiate between them. I cannot give you one rule to deal with everybody, because the rahim different than you. Your father different, your son different, your brother different. You understand? Same thing, ya akhi, barakallahu fik, regarding who you are, your environment. You balance it with the best way that you can, and see how you can deal with him regarding the Rahim and regarding the Bid'ah. I'll give you an example. You have a brother or you have a cousin that he's mutasawwif. You understand? He is Sufi. You understand? Sufi, he add too much to his ibadat, or he mix in between a lot of principles in Islam. You understand? So you have an invitation together, you eat together, and you drink together. MashaAllah. You ask about his health, you ask about your health, you ask about the family, like normal Sayyid al-Rahim. Then one time with the ibadah, you see him doing something, you advise him about it. He didn't agree with you. Khair, inshallah. In Allah Rasul il balagh. You understand? Again and again, this situation will continue and remain there. Whenever you have opportunity to advise him by any ways, like I said to you. You understand? He accepted or he rejected, one day, bi inna Allah, he take it from me. Be an example for him, bi inna Allah, jala asun, or later he got affected from you. You understand? Just the human is like that. The human like that. Need time. فهمت يا أخي؟ The Prophet ﷺ said to the companions after one of them upset Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه. He said, "Leave. هل أنتم تاركوا لي صاحبي? Leave my companion for me. Leave Abu Bakr. Don't harm Abu Bakr. Don't make him upset. When I come to you all with the Islam, with the Haq, you say كذبت وقال Abu Bakr صدق. You said, no, it's not true. Abu Bakr the only one who said what? True. صديق. The Prophet is still remember that for Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. The human like that, they don't take it normally from the first. They need second, third, fourth, slowly, slowly. The Huda enter inside the heart slowly, slowly until they take it. You understand, ya akhi? But don't cut your rahim, barakallahu fika. Continue. This situation has one exception. One exception, if you are in the matter of jihad, and your parents or your brothers, they talk the lines of the enemies of Islam, and they fight in that situation, halas, everything finish. And this is the meaning of قول الله تعالى لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يواد ومن حد الله ورسوله. Means in that situation I'm giving you this faida, so you don't say, أخي, what about that ayah Allah جل وعلا saying the people who they love Allah in the judgment day, they don't have love for those who they are the enemies of Islam, even though if they are father, their son. I tell you, أخي, every situation have his own judgment. This is different time and this is different time. بارك الله فيك.